Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
What's up, everybody? I think we got myself, Phoenix Star 9, and we have my co-host, Precious, on the line. Hello.
Hey, what's up, what's up?
What's going on? How you feel?
I'm feeling good. And yourself?
Feeling good. Ready to get into this interview with the Two Mom Diaries. Just a little backstory. Two Mom Diaries, they are a married couple out of Tennessee. They are, you know, they are working on having a child, having a little one together. And they're just going to talk to us today about a few of the challenges that they face, you know, becoming who they are right now in terms of, you know, their journey to marriage and their journey to have a child. So we should have them in a little bit. But in the meantime, in between time, I did see a post on RainbowRendezvous.com from a lovely, lovely author by the name of Precious. I mean, how many Preciouses do you know? I don't know that name.
I don't know. Who is this person?
I'm just saying, you might want to look in the mirror. I don't know. You might know that person.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
We might have, you know what, for the introduction, because we're going to have our guests call in at about 4:05. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this time to put Precious on the spot and have her perhaps read that piece so she can get to it in enough time. I don't know.
I wasn't ready. I thought that we were kind of going to, like, talk about, you know, the guests that we were having on shortly and our opinions on the topic before
we get their insight.
How do
you feel about the whole, you know, well, yeah, let me get the backstory on you. Tell people how you feel about, you know, the whole journey to marriage and maybe being married one day. How do you feel about equality?
I'm afraid.
At this point?
I'm afraid. I'm very afraid. I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, it's something that ultimately all girls grow up thinking about, I think, maybe, possibly. But just, you know, the want, the desire is there, but to actually go through with it, it makes me ill.
What the heck? Ew.
I mean, ill in a sense, like I get the nervous, I'm nervous about it, you know, like, you know, what's going to happen. There's a little like a worry what. So, you know, that's why this topic is so exciting because I get to hear other people, you know, stories, and it must be extra exciting for them because marriage and then now the whole baby thing, and I'm just like, oh my god, one heart attack at a time, please. I don't think that if I was in this couple that I would, you know, even be off a respirator. But yeah, I'm digging it though. What about you?
And I'm for it, you know. I'm waiting for that one day when that does happen for me, but until then I'm chilling. I'm not ready to take care of anybody else at this point, including another adult human being, much less a child. So I'm good. I mean, my thing is I'm for equality, though, honestly. One day it'll happen. Of course, you know, we all kind of grow up wanting that, you know, for ourselves. It may not always happen, but, yeah, we grew up wanting that. You know, well, most women, I don't know about guys. You know, I don't know if they're taught or if they're, you know, if they're shown that that's something that they could have or something they could, you know, really want or really, you know, acquire one day, is the family thing and all that. And I think it's even harder trying to have a family in today's society. I mean, it's more of a, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was hearing static. But, you know, I think it's a lot more difficult these days, in my opinion, as opposed to how it would be maybe in the future to raise a child, and, you know, in this society. So we do have we got a string of folks on the line. So I'm just going to make sure to get everybody in that voluntarily wants to get in because we had everybody live. So I'm sorry about that, people. Didn't want to catch you guys off guard like that. Sorry about that. But what we're going to do is it's about time. It is about time to bring on our guest, actually.
Yay.
So, you know, like I said, in my opinion, it's a struggle either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's a struggle whether you are a straight parent or whether you are a, you know, a gay couple trying to raise a child or however, or even a grandmama trying to raise somebody's kid or a granddad or however it goes. But, you know, I have to respect the fact that you do have people that are willing to, that are ready to bring somebody else into this world and have a little baby and have a family, you know what I mean, and just do what their heart wants them to do.
This topic is making me nervous. Come on, let's start.
I'm not making nobody nervous.
I'm sitting here like if it's me, I'm like, oh my God, I can't. I don't know if I could do this show. No.
just take a deep. Thank you. Just listen. Before I'm bringing anybody on.
Lamont's class.
Okay. Let's listen. Before we bring them on, you know, I want them to make sure that you're pressing. I think it's *8 to speak. So that way we make sure we bring the right people on, our guests. If you're there, press *8 for me. And I'll get you right on in here. If this is our guests that are speaking today, Two Mom Diaries, please press *8.
Okay. Well, I guess they'll be on in just a sec.
Yeah, they'll be on in just a sec. I got them here. And I see North Carolina calling in, North Carolina. I see you. I do see you there. I recognize you. I do acknowledge that you are seen. All right, I think we have our guest. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring him right on in here. Hello. Who we have on the line today?
This is Zachary and Sandra.
What's Yay. Up? Welcome.
Yay. Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all?
We're doing well. How are y'all?
I'm nervous.
You're awesome. Who's nervous?
I am. Like, it's me. Like, this is my marriage and my pregnancy thing happening. I don't know. I'm nervous like it's me. It's crazy.
We are too. Dipping some wine and everything.
But man, I'm glad to have y'all on. I, you know, of course, I've, you know, been cool with Atari for like, wow, a long time. And I just saw your journey, you know what I mean, from just getting married, the whole issue you had to deal with your home state, well, with your state and the ID driver's license situation, and then now you guys are working towards making a family. I've watched the videos on YouTube as far as you guys talking about coming out to your family and their reception to it and everything. I'm just glad to have you ladies on today. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having us. I know it's definitely an honor. It is.
It's an honor to have y'all. Like, I was like, man, let me scoop them up real quick before they just shoot off into YouTube fame and social media fame before, you know, I have a chance to get my request in. So let me just make sure I'm able to do that. But
good job, Phoenix. Good job. Because you know how it is. Once you start getting those, you know, those views and stuff, you know, I start ready to put hits out on people like, what do you mean you can't come on the show and talk to us, you know? What do you
the
mean you're so busy?
Come on and everything. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. But thank y'all, all just aside. Thank you. But my first question is this, and then, you know, I'm going to pass the mic to Precious. But my question is this, what encouraged you to start the YouTube channel for the Two Mom Diaries and to start video blogging your journey?
Well, initially we had the idea to start a video diary to help explain to our kids how they got here, because we did a lot of research where people were struggling on how to tell their kids when they started having questions and things like that. So we thought that this would be a really good way for them to see how they got here, all the thought and planning and the love that went into it. And then we got to thinking, well, we're here in the South. There's not really a lot of resources. Because we didn't know initially how even to go about it. So then we decided that we wanted to share it with everyone because I know that a lot of people may have questions or not exactly know how to get started but are wanting to have a family.
Okay. Oh, that solved a lot of issues right there, though. That way you're like, okay, look, let me just sit you right here in front of this YouTube channel. This right here will answer all of your questions. Have a seat, get you some popcorn, get you some candy, you want some candy?
Yeah, we're definitely different since it's not legal, you know, here. It's other channels out there, but they have it a little bit better than we do. So, definitely a lot more that we have to go through since we are in a state where our marriage isn't legalized.
It's coming, though. It's coming.
It is coming. It is. Fingers crossed.
So, ladies, let's not, like, beat around the bush about this, okay, about, you know, we're lesbians, same-sex parents, family, things of that nature, and you know, like you just stated, that there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of things that's unanswered and answered in the way that people experience life. It's not really, like, written in stone, you know what I mean? So how do you guys decide? What do you really hone in on as, like, this is what's going to work for us and this is not going to work for us? Because, you know, just the relationship in itself, there's 50 million questions surrounding it. So how do you approach or how do you respond to people that come to you guys with like a million questions about first the marriage and then secondly, now we having a baby? Well, we're going to have a baby.
Well,
for you first. Go ahead. You can speak for you and then I'll say your idea.
Okay. Well, for me, I get a lot of, well, we don't really get as many questions, surprisingly, about the marriage anymore. The most, I guess the biggest thing we get is like, well, who's the husband? Like, is he the husband? I'm like, no. we're both female, so there's no husband in the relationship.
Amen.
And that's like the biggest. As far as kids go, I know for me, especially being a femme, a lot of people ask, well, why don't you just go sleep with a man or... you know, why don't you adopt or things like that? And when I get those types of questions or comments, I'm like, well, in your relationship, would you be comfortable with your partner stepping out? No, you wouldn't. Mm. And as far as adopting, I know there are lots of kids out there who do need families. But, I mean, we're both women. We both have, you know, all the equipment. And, we both want to have a biological child. I want to have that experience where, you know, carrying a child inside of me and filming and you're looking at me crazy. like that bond that you get while you're carrying. I mean, I want to experience all of that. So that's what I explain to people when I'm telling them why we're doing this.
Right.
And
absolutely.
For me, oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to
talk about that. No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
And for me, this is Sandra. Basically, I'm an open book, and I tell anybody, you can ask me whatever you want to. I don't mind answering it. But if you keep asking me the same thing over and over again, especially if it's a question that, you know, like, are you the husband, and I explain to you that I'm not, and, you know, if you keep asking me stuff like that, then I will get upset. I mean, if I've educated you on it, I feel like you shouldn't have to ask me the same question again. But I'm an open book. You can ask me whatever. And Zachary is right. I would like to conceive a child as well. But, you know, as I stated in some of the other YouTube videos, I am having a few issues right now. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not. But I'll keep you guys posted.
Awesome. So I know you said that you get a few questions where you get that particular question asking about who's the husband and all of that. And that's a lot, and I can understand where that can be annoying. It would probably annoy the hell out of me as well. So how do you guys deal with, you know, do you have to deal with anybody being like, okay, well, how is the child's father going to be involved in the child's life? Is the child going to have a male role model? How do you deal with those type of questions?
Well, we do definitely get questions like that as well, and there are lots of families out there that don't have a mother and a father. There's just a mother, or it could be just your grandparents. Or so when we get questions like that, we both have both of our fathers in our lives. We have male friends as well, so they will definitely be exposed to. They'll have strong male figures in their life, but I don't think that that's something that they necessarily have to have on a day-to-day basis. It's not something I feel like you can raise a child and not have a male figure in the house, in the direct household.
True.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also,
go ahead.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say that I have two friends that are married, and they both plan the pregnancy, and just like Sandra was just saying, that, you know, she's working on having one as well, which I think is totally awesome and brave of both of you guys. But they both decided to get pregnant at the same time.
Oh no.
I was nervous the whole time for them, and I'm still nervous for them. I mean, everything turned out well, but it was just like having twins. You know, and I'm just like, well, if you was going to have two kids, that's amazing, but why at the same time? Because you can't be there for each other during the process in terms of the delivery if both of you guys are pregnant.
Right.
How does that work?
My goodness.
Now, that's too much estrogen, emotions, and everything.
Yes.
So I was about to say, she could already tell you just with like the fertility medication and everything, like hormones out of whack. So I couldn't even imagine if we were both pregnant at the same time, we'd be driving each other crazy.
Because I'm already moody, so.
Uh-oh. I can't even imagine. I mean, I don't, man. Oh, my God. All those raging hormones just going bananas at once. No. I don't see it.
Mm-mm.
I really don't.
No,
if you can do it,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hey, more power to you if you can do it. But I'm just like, I don't see it. I don't see it at all. Now, I know that we all have had the label at one point in time in our lives as U-Haul lesbian. But what drew you two to each other, you know, as far as the relationship goes romantically? Like, what was the attraction?
I'm going to let you take this one. You have a different story than I do. Well,
uh-oh.
If you guys didn't know, we met online, actually, a website that no longer exists called College Club. And I always make a joke and say I was catfished when I met Dacry because I felt like she didn't look like her picture, you know. But it wasn't a bad thing. It's just, you know, at that time, camera phones weren't really popular or whatever. No, like I had to even use like a scanner to get my picture online. The old picture from the time. It's on her age, though. She like dark skinned, and I don't know.
Wow.
But
look at that.
That's not what I thought she was going to say, though. Yeah. I thought she was going to talk about the profile that you made. Because she says that she made a profile. Well, she came at me as a femme, and her profile said that she was bisexual. And so she says that she hit me up, and I didn't respond to her. And I'm trying to explain to her that if she hit me up, it's not the fact that she was bisexual, that she was femme that I didn't respond to her. It's because I didn't date bisexuals. But then she creates this other profile, Wow, and then I miraculously like replied to her.
You did. You messed me. No, but yeah, I was going through times. I didn't know. I was trying to hold on to that title of bisexual because I thought men were cute, but I didn't want to sleep with them. So I was like,
You're not blind, but you know,
yeah.
I understand.
Absolutely. So what should a lesbian couple, like another couple that's like tuned in or will listen to this later on down the road, and, you know, what kind of advice would you give them as far as like looking for clinics and deciding, you know, to get pregnant? What methods are you guys taking particularly?
The best advice, number one, is to start charting your fertility. If you are even thinking that you may want to conceive, I would definitely start looking at your natural body signs, which I go a little bit into it, but I don't want to get too out there to discuss people. But we have, our body has natural signs. You can take your body temperature every morning, and you get fluctuations in your body temperature, which will let you know that you're about to ovulate. Also, you can check for, like, discharge, and when it gets to, like, a certain consistency, like egg white consistency, that's another way that you know that you are ovulating. So I would definitely say do those things so you can have a good idea of when you want to do an insemination, or if you're going to have sex with someone, you know when to plan intercourse. That would be my first advice to people. And then as far as fertility centers, I would just look for reputable centers, because there's lots out there. So I would look for ones that are definitely reputable. Look at their ratings. Look at the different doctors. See how long they have been specializing in fertility. You have anything else to choose? Just really do your research, because you definitely want to make sure that you're somewhere that's going to be accepting of your family, because, of course, we have special circumstances because we're two women. So you want to definitely make sure that you pick a place that is inclusive of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that I'm looking right away, but I'm going to keep that in mind. For the people that are listening, I hope they keep that in mind, too. Now, we've had a caller that's on, been waiting for a while, but I do ask that all callers just be respectful. You would be blocked. So I'm going to bring them on. I think North Carolina, you've been waiting. So we're going to see what they have to offer. Bring them on. Hello.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Key from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome.
Hi. I was, you know, listening and doing a few other things, but I was saying that I did disagree with, you know, two women can't be pregnant at the same time. Like, I heard a whole lot of estrogen and something else, but me and my friend, we actually did conceive at the same time, and we did help each other out. So I do think it depends on the females in question and mm-hmm. how they deal with the pregnancy overall altogether, because we all do things differently, and we all handle things differently. And I am a single lesbian mom. Me and my daughter's father, we're best friends, and we're enemies at times, but we get along great. He's been in her life since day one. He actually decided to not be a part of her life, which was fine with me. And then he saw her, and it was like, you know, I can't leave her. So, you know, I'm grateful that he's there. They're like, and Sandra and Dakri can tell you, they're like two peas in a pod. Like, they cry when they separate. They cry when they're together. It's just a mess. I actually commend Dakri and Sandra for doing this, because, you know, like Sandra said, back in the day, nobody really thought about this, but coming from their perspective and what they're going through, it just gives you a whole different outlook on this procedure and what they're going through on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in. We hope that you come back again, you know.
Oh, of course, of course.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your commentary. Like, that gave some insight into something that I never really thought about. You said y'all was enemies at some point.
Yeah, we, when I met him, it was kind of like just hanging out with the guys at work. And I joke around, like, yeah, you probably thought you had a two-for-one combo, but it wasn't really that. Like, the person I was with at the time, we were trying to conceive, and it just didn't work out. She had a miscarriage, and then it was the depression, and then it was the, hey, why don't you carry the baby? And I'm like, I know.
that real quick.
Yeah, that's like, not an option. Like, it wasn't something that I considered, like, having a baby and everything. Like, I was like, yes, let's do it. And then it was, why me? So, I mean, we went through our process. I laid the ground rules. He kind of looked like, yeah, whatever. It's not going to go down like that. And I wish I had the patience and the drive and the motivation to do what Dacre and Sandra are doing now. But I kind of, like, wanted to get it over with. So I got drunk, and I'm like, okay, these are the rules. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Enjoy it to yourself. Let's just get it over with. How long do you need?
Oh, my God.
Enjoy it to yourself.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Don't even
sure.
let me know you like it.
Don't
right.
even say don't even breathe. Don't
yeah,
breathe.
I mean, my girlfriend was there. I cried. I'm like, okay, get off me. I can't, you know. And if I would have had, like, half the courage that Dacre and Sandra have right now, things probably would have went a little bit better. But my baby is 12 now, and she's the total opposite of me. She's a mini Dacre, actually. I tell her that. She loves the world. She loves animals. She thinks she can save the world, and I'm here to guide her to that, me and her dad. So...
Absolutely.
And what I don't know, sometimes I call Dacre and Sandra like, hey, Rakaya wants to do this. And, you know, like, I always use them for my positivity because I'm not always so positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a negative Nancy. I just call Dacre and Sandra because I know they'll give me an unbiased opinion about everything. And
well,
12 years later, we're still friends.
Awesome. I love it. And I love how you use them as that soundboard. But we really want to thank you, Keys, for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I have a big question for you ladies. You know, are you worried at all about how, you know, other children will react to your family dynamic and if your children or child will get, you know, picked on for something that, you know, they were brought into? Do you worry about that at all?
It is definitely a concern of ours, especially being in the South.
Yeah.
We do definitely worry about it. The way that we are trying to approach the situation is we've already started purchasing books about different families and things like that to read to our children. And then we just want to let them know that initially people may not understand. And you may go through things, but to be patient with them and just explain, and hopefully the teachers will be able to help with that also.
Right.
But that's the approach that we're taking right now is just getting a lot of educational books for them so that they can be prepared.
Good. I believe that's very necessary. Like, you know, you see a lot of books on diversity in terms of maybe racial diversity and certain blended families, but they don't always tackle same-sex families or showing that, you know what I mean, showing that, okay, this is how other people, you know, this is how other families look like. This is normal. So some of those kids aren't exposed to, you know, the other side of, you know, I guess, of families and how people are blended. You have a stepmom, you have half brother, half sister, adopted child, that type of thing, but you rarely see a lot of the, you know, a lot of the diversity. So for you guys to just, you know, plan ahead, I think that's awesome. I think that's something everybody can learn from, honestly, in my opinion, whenever I do have a little kiddo or something like that, or something like that. Yeah, eventually.
I mean, I'm a mom, and I've definitely raised my son throughout. I'm not going to say how old because, you know, it's a little devastating. But anyway, well, I will say it. My son's 21 now. So basically throughout the course of raising him, and I've been with women his entire life, I used to tell him that, you know, I don't believe that you should hate anyone. Anyone. You know, and that was like kind of my segue into, you know, opening his eyes to my sexuality. You know, I believe that hate against another person is a sin. you know, don't hate anyone, you know, not to be racist, not to hate women. So kind of, you know, slowly but surely, as he was growing up and started to understand and go to school and mingle with others and people, because, you know, when they get to school, you have no control over that, but so much. You'll try to bring them on home, reel them in, and then send them back out again. You know what I mean? So throughout the course of raising him, I just always tried to implement that one line in his head. Like, I believe that hate against another person is a sin. Do not hate against what someone is doing. If it's not harmful to you, what's the problem?
Exactly.
You know, one day he came and said, someone called me a faggot. And I said, why didn't you laugh? He said, because it wasn't funny. I said, yes, it is. So I said, get the dictionary. And he looked it up. A faggot is a bundle of sticks. So the next time someone calls you a faggot, laugh. You know, so you it's just being a single mom, you know, at a young age and having to raise a child, I had no answers. I had nothing. But I tried to think of different solutions to resolve little issues like that. And with you two ladies, like the way you guys are going about everything right now, I'm sure you guys are going to be excellent parents.
Sure, that too. I am sure. I may have to call on you ladies one day.
Right.
In the next 10 years or something.
I know I will. Probably from my grandchildren, but you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I was like, what? Is that having another who? When is that happening?
I don't know.
You like the eclipse? Okay. Well, ladies, I want to know more about your coming out, too. I know you speak about it a lot, and it wasn't always a positive, reaction that you got from your family. For the people who haven't seen the video, and without spoiling it too much, can you both give us a little bit or a little backstory on, you know, when you came out and how your family reacted to it? And if you could go back, you know, would you change anything about the way that you came out to your family?
For me, I came out when I was 18. Zachary, sorry. I came out when I was 18. I initially came out to my little sister. And then my mom, she actually asked me, probably a few weeks later, because she noticed that she wasn't seeing any guys around or anything. So she actually asked me if there was something I needed to tell her. So then I went ahead and told her. And then later on that night, I told my dad. My sister, she was very accepting. She didn't care. She's like, well, okay, I still love you anyway. My mom, she took it pretty hard. And so did my dad. He actually cried. My mom, she made me go to counseling. She took away my car. She was trying to, you know, pretty much ground me. And I'm like, Mom, there's nothing wrong with me. I mean, I'm still the same person. Over time, things have gotten better. My mom, she still struggles a little bit. But she has made progress. My dad, he is just completely done a 180. Oh, he's totally accepting. So I really appreciate that. But if I could do it differently, maybe I would have. Well, I came out 18 was a little. That was early, but maybe I would have come out a little earlier because I think my mom, she was thinking that I was influenced by other people. And I'm like, no, Mom, this has been going on for years.
Like, Mom, if you only knew, like, you don't even know the house, okay?
And
what about you, Sandra? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
With me, I was kind of in denial. Again, I was one of the ones that didn't know that I was gay. And I didn't really have a real coming out story. It's just that I told a random classmate, bust out into tears, and then, like, eventually Zachary came along, and that was my coming out story. We became U-Haul lesbians, you know. I moved into a place, and he moved in about 6 months later, you know. So, that's pretty much my story. And my parents, it was a little bit worse for me because I'm my only child. And there was always remarks made in my home anyway about gay people and things of that nature, like when they see them on TV. So I knew it wasn't going to be good. And it took my parents a long time. So, but I mean, things are a lot better now. It wasn't at first. It was pretty bad.
Yeah,
So I guess people will have to tune into the YouTube video to get a better idea of, you know, a more detailed version.
Right.
All right, just plugging that in there. Wow. Okay, what about you, Press? Do you have another question?
Well, basically, I mean, they pretty much answered everything I want to know. I mean, I know you're nervous. I know you're excited. And I'm nervous and excited for you like I am one of the parents. But I have no doubts about, you know, you guys' journey, and I'm excited and happy for you guys. And I will make sure that I do follow you guys on YouTube and see what's going on, because when you guys get pregnant, we got to have you back on. We got to do this like the trimesters and stuff. You know, you got to show, once the baby's here, you got to like show us how to change a pamper, because girl, 21, I don't know how to do any of that anymore. I don't babysit. I do none of that. So you're going to have to do like a whole segment the whole time this child is going to be on camera for my benefit. No.
And you don't even babysit anymore. Really?
I never babysit. My nieces and nephews know that. They're like, can we come over? Sure. Then what you got to do? Go home. Exactly. That's what it is. I love you guys to death, but no babysitting.
Babysitting.
Address and we'll ship the baby to you so you can get your practice in.
Oh, that would be awesome. Come to New York. Stay. You know.
If we could live in New York, we absolutely would. Like, I love it there.
No.
No.
I'm trying to get down there with you guys. Y'all could take my apartment. Let's just switch, okay? I have 4 bedrooms. Let's switch, okay?
Oh, my goodness. And so to the people that are online as well, please, if you want to comment, if you want to speak to our guest today, please press *8, and we'll bring you right on, and you can ask any question that you want to ask. You can leave any feedback, almost any feedback, don't get crazy, that you want to leave with them today. You know, but in the meantime, in between time, my next question is this. Have you guys, like, are you looking at baby names already? How, like, what's that looking like right now? Is that something you guys are looking at?
We actually have a name for whether it's a girl or a boy. Zachary, I want a girl.
And I, Sandra, want a boy.
So everybody out there who wants a girl with me, we are Team Baby Nina.
And everybody wants a boy. We're Team Baby Jensen. That's Jensen.
Aww.
Oh, man.
I love
it. Looks
that.
Like we got a caller, though. Looks like we got a caller.
Okay.
Let me put them on. Hi, what's your name? If you care, for sharing that.
Hello?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Delisa.
Pleasure to meet you, pleasure to have you on. What would you like to speak about today with our guest, or if you have any feedback, this is your time.
Yeah, I wanted to know how your friends were perceiving what you guys are thinking about doing as far as the baby. Like, have you guys got, like, a lot of good feedback, or have made you guys have, like, different discussions? I was just wondering.
Our friends have been so awesome about the entire thing. They've been supportive from day one. They're all, like, all on board, and they're like, oh, aunties and uncles, and they've been super supportive.
Friends, coworkers, everybody's been pretty good about that.
Yeah, we had, surprisingly, because again, here in the South, you would think we haven't gotten much negative feedback, so that's really a blessing.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. It takes a lot of bravery sometimes for people to hit that talk button.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you
bye.
Very much. All right. Well, that was quick and direct and to the point. Can't be mad at that at all. At all. Okay. Now, my question. My question is this. In the future, do you keep up with what's going on as far as any of the legislation with Tennessee for same-sex marriages? And do you see it possibly moving faster than what you may have thought it was going to move in terms of it moving forward towards equality?
We do. I am actually huge on LGBT rights. I'm a huge activist. And I'm actually, there's a group here in Tennessee called the Tennessee Equality Project. I'm the outreach coordinator for them. And we do definitely see it coming soon here to Tennessee. We actually have a lawsuit pending from the Supreme Court. So hopefully within the next month or so, we'll get a ruling. But we're really positive about the outcome. There's a campaign here, Tennessee Ready for Marriage on Day One. And we've actually signed up to be mentors to couples who are wanting to get married. So we are very, very optimistic about it.
Awesome. Well, whenever that happens to me, I'm going to make sure I hit you guys up. And as far as mentoring goes, because it's probably going to take a lot of mentoring and a lot of counseling for me to get to that point as it is anyway. Precious, did you have another question?
No, I'm just waiting for the baby pictures now, really.
But I'm waiting on the baby pictures. But I just want to say thank you both, you know, for agreeing to come on, giving us your time, you know, giving us your story and just sharing what you've been going through and how you've overcome most of the stuff that's been going on. Now, excuse me, now I know. How was the wedding? Let's back up. Let me back up. One, I have this last question. Let me back up. How was the wedding? Cause did you guys have, like, did you have a ceremony, or how did that go?
the wedding.
Right.
We actually have plans to have a ceremony here in Tennessee where our friends and family could come. But we found that a lot of the people that we really wanted,
I'm sorry, somebody's trying to FaceTime me.
We had a lot of, like I was going to have like the bridesmaids and everything, and we went dress shopping, but we had a lot of, I don't know, I wouldn't say negativity, but just a lot of bickering, and it was getting really stressful, and I think it was taken away from what, you know, the true meaning of it. So we decided to X the ceremony here, and we just went to D.C. and got married to two of us.
Yeah, two of us, officiant, and some ducks.
You know? Yeah, we had pictures, like, there were ducks. I don't know, they were just, like, surrounding us. I don't know. We definitely down the line may have a ceremony, especially now that we've had some progression with our family as far as them being accepting. So we definitely probably will revisit that idea to have a ceremony here.
That's
cool. Awesome.
Don't forget
I love it. I mean, it's like a huge wedding. I mean, you guys are doing it for you anyway, right? It's not about anybody else, so.
I still want my invite. I mean, I understand
what you're saying. I'll give you an invite that just says you're invited, but don't come because it's just about us.
That'll work. That'll work. I'm mad at that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, if you have, this is your time too. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying thank you for having us. This was so much fun.
Yes.
It was our pleasure.
It was. And you have to tell people where they could follow you at to stay in tune with you.
Well, our YouTube channel is Two Mom Diaries with the number two. Facebook is Two Mom Diaries. We have Two Mom Diaries with the word two. Twitter is Two Mom Diaries with the word two. And on Instagram, it's Two Mom Diaries.
Is it the number two? It's not the number two.
It's the word two?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the only one that's, no, cross that. Facebook is the number two, and I just probably confused everybody. So.
Oh, yeah. I was headed to Facebook, putting in the wrong stuff already.
On Facebook, it's Two Mom Diaries with the number two. Our YouTube channel is Two Mom Diaries with the number two. And then Instagram and Twitter is Two Mom Diaries with the word T-W-O.
Awesome. Well, I just made sure to like the page. I just had to go through that. But again, thank you both for telling everybody where they can find you, for coming on, sharing your story. We hope to have you both back soon, very soon. Well, I mean, of course, depending on how the news goes, because we know it's going to go positively. So soon, you know, you get that, oh, we're about to have this baby, you know, confirmation. Please make sure to hit us up so we can have you back on, so we can have a somewhat celebration over the show. Some type of celebration.
We missed our window this month for the insemination, but next month, on the 5th, around the 15th, is when we'll be doing our first insemination. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted.
Please do.
Awesome. Well, thank you both very much. I hope that you, you know, we're about to close out with the show, but we hope that you both stay on for a few moments before we do so, because we're going to have Precious share a piece that she wrote today. I mean, the other day, and that's going to be that. But I thank you both. Just stay here with us for a few moments. We appreciate you.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
All right.
I don't want to read.
Yeah. You can't. Here's what I
Why can't you just always read? Like.
Because this is not the Tammy Joe. This is the. This is not the Phoenix, and then I gave up my belt. This is not the Phoenix show. This
Come
is Rainbow
on.
Rendezvous. It takes two to rendezvous, I think.
I don't
Something
know.
Like that.
I thought it'd take four, but okay.
You let me know. I don't know that about that four thing. Let me find out that it's, that you down with the four. You know what?
Yeah.
Four leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. That's all I got. So you're not gonna read like for real?
No, I don't want. No.
Get out. Get it out. What do you mean? All
right. I don't know about. Did I read Come Closer on here before? I don't know. I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either. So.
And that's a quick one. So that's the one that I'm gonna read. This one is called Come Closer. Her eyes dance against my body, not once missing a beat. Come closer. She whispered, extending her hand out to me. I hesitated a bit, knowing it's been a while. The thought of her touch left me paralyzed. Her body moved across the floor towards me. I couldn't breathe. Come closer, she whispered to me. Her words vibrating beneath my skin and causing me to shudder, and all of a sudden desire started to reveal. Now face to face we kiss, breaking the trance that I was in. My senses at their peak. From this point, there's no turning back. We're going in. Our kiss deepened, our bodies clashed. She whispered, don't stop. I smiled and promised, not at a chance. Pushing her body on her back, I slipped my hands in her boxers, slowly slipping my fingers into her soft, wet place. I sighed, she moaned, she tore a sweet turn. She increased the pleasure. She sucked, I cooled, our hips seized the pleasure. She grinds out. Of me. On my knees, I can stay forever. Slow grind, she's deep. I squeeze, more pleasure, double the pleasure. Come closer, she whispered. Come closer. Yes. Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. But that was a like, what the heck just happened? What the heck? Okay, I'm sorry. But,
Yes, that come closer, was, come closer. No, but yes.
But don't tell me. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Well, I just want to give a big shout out to Zachary and Sandra again for doing the daggone thing. They're inspirational to me. I mean, I guess if I ever decided to go back down that road, or like when my son decides to go down that road, I'll have to like hit them up like Keys do.
Like who?
Like Keys, the young lady who called in.
Oh, you threw me off for a sec. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. I found something.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
This is actually a personal piece, but seeing as me and this person have been together for like 2 years, 3 years. Yep, 3 years. Well, almost 3 years. I can share it. Not
me,
sure.
Me.
You ready? You ready, huh?
Me. I'm ready.
Me. I ain't got the little harmonica thingy, but this is going to be, I guess this will be the one to close out the show. It ain't that long, though, but here we go. That rhyme, but it wasn't supposed to. Anyway. Not sure what you see in me, but it's amazing that you believe in me. All I knew when I told you how I felt was that it was time. Not sure what led me to that point, but all I know was that my heart was in it. You showed me so much love, and you never made me make me feel bad. You put a smile on my face when I thought that I would never see that. When I said I want you to be my wife, please know that I mean it. I know I don't have much now, but our future together, I've seen it. Us happy, long walks, big smiles, deep talks. Beautiful family that we will create out of love. I don't even care where we go, just as long as it's together. You made me see there is so much more to life than what I've been shown. Huh, that night when we first kissed, made love, no scratch, that when we first kissed, I knew you were the one. It was like, wow, the things you do for me, nobody has ever done. You have my heart, my loyalty, my friendship, my all. Now, let's talk about this infatuation thing that happens when you first get into a relationship. I'm starting to want to have an agreement with people, a 3-month agreement. You know what I mean? I'm in a relationship with people about we are committed for maybe 3 months, one to 3 month agreement. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm giving you 1 to 3 months. We're going to work that out. We're going to see how this works out. And if you act crazy, you know what I mean, then we'll just break off amicably. We won't have any of that, you know, obnoxious bickering that you see people do on social media. So 3 months. Let's just try for 3 months. 3 month trial. You said 90 days. For 4 payments of $19.95, this could all be yours.
What? You are stupid. For the small price of $19.95, it could all be yours with an additional gift of just pay for shipping and handling.
That's it. Pay for my ticket, woman. Pay for my ticket. But, Precious, go ahead. Tell people where they can find you at.
Yes, you can find me at theintuneshow.com, at simplysabuni.com, and on Twitter at theofficialmissp. And a big shout out again to Zachary and Sandra.
Thank you. Make sure you also, now she's timid with it, but make sure you visit Rainbow-Rendezvous. For people that don't know how to spell Rainbow Rendezvous, that's I almost messed it up myself. RAINBOW-RENDEVOUS.com. Make sure to check out the website. You can check out my writing, my spoken word, and everything else on the website, as well as Precious, as well as other people from the LGBT community that will possibly make you feel some type of way.
A lot of ways.
We got some videos up there, some documentaries. We will be posting a few of the videos from Two Mom Diaries. For the rest of them, you'll have to go to their channel and subscribe. So make sure you follow me everywhere, PhoenixStar9, PhoenixStar9Online.com, Facebook.com/ PhoenixStar9. Make sure you follow the LGBT, make sure I'm giving you guys the right page for Rainbow Rendezvous before I start messing stuff up.
Don't do it.
Can't help it. But no, you can search Rainbow Rendezvous on to make sure I get that for you guys, because I had to, somebody had already taken the name. Somebody already took the name, and they use it as a some type of trip, vacation type situation, and I'm not with them. Like, we're not going anywhere. This is not that type of program. But no, but follow, just check out the website. On the website, you'll find everything you need. www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. Please make sure that you, you know, like as Precious says, stay in tune with Dr. Carrie and I'm messing up people's names already. And Sandra. Make sure you get, you know, get to know them, become fans on their pages. Check out their videos. It's really insightful. I feel like you'll get something from it as well. I did. You know, I don't mean I won't have nobody baby or have a baby right now, but still. Still.
I'm going to be a godmother when you get pregnant.
You heard that? So that means I'm
I am. I don't want to be the auntie. It's going to have a lot of aunties. I want to be the godmother. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you can catch the show on demand as well. So we're going to go ahead and close it out. I want to thank everybody who called in as well. So appreciate you guys calling in and giving feedback. And those of you that did call in and just listen, I appreciate that as well, too. So thank you all. I hope everybody has a wonderful Sunday. Walking Dead comes on tonight. I probably won't watch it. I'm going to be doing homework and talking to Precious or something. I don't know. I slept all day. So that's why I'm so, you know, spry right now. Yeah, I'm so crunk. But thank you, Precious, for coming through as always.
And I'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Next Sunday. Oh, quickly.
Oh, yeah, we have a what? A new person. Yeah.
What? Tell them.
Yeah. We'll leave it as a surprise. We'll leave it as a surprise, and we'll just do it. We'll just do it on Sunday. You guys have a good Sunday, and we'll talk to you guys next week, 4 o'clock. Be there. Good night.